This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. One day after announcing the execution of an anti-government protester, Iranian state media said that Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and other government officials pledged to continue to crack down on unrest within the country. On Thursday, Iranian state media reported that 23-year-old Mohsen Zakari was hanged after being convicted of blocking a street and attacking a security force member in Tehran. Iranian courts have issued at least 10 death sentences for people arrested in connection with the protests. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Friday's briefing that the U.S. condemned the sentences.
These sentences are meant to intimidate people and suppress dissent, and so they will not work. And Iranian's leadership continues its violent crackdown as they do that on peaceful protesters. They should know that the world is watching.
Several nations have responded by announcing additional sanctions against Iran, including Britain and Australia. More help is on the way to Ukraine from the United States. Again, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre briefing reporters on Friday about the Biden administration's latest tranche of assistance.
As Russia continues to wage its brutal war against people of Ukraine, today the Biden-Harris administration is announcing a new $275 million security assistance package to help Ukraine defend itself against Russian aggression.
This is the 27th use of presidential drawdown authority for Ukraine. The Kremlin has also accused NATO allies of effectively becoming a party to the conflict by giving Ukraine weapons, training its troops, and feeding military intelligence to attack Russian forces. For additional stories, visit our website or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. On the eve of Human Rights Day, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, launched a year-long campaign to mark the adoption 75 years ago of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Lisa Schlein has that story.
Türk notes the disregard for human rights can trigger multiple and interlocking human rights violations. He says these include racial and other forms of discrimination, violent crackdowns on dissent, and the denial of an adequate standard of living. He says hate speech can exacerbate tensions and set back rights such as gender equality.
The brunt of the impact of these crisis is always borne by the most marginalized.
He says adherence to the principles set forth by the Universal Declaration can set societies back on the path toward a better future, one that is based on justice and equality for all. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Friday that will protect humanitarian assistance from unintended negative impacts across all regimes targeted by UN sanctions. At a news conference, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that the response to the passage of the resolution has been very positive.
We're getting dozens of text messages from humanitarian organizations thanking us from around the world.
The International Committee of the Red Cross welcomed the action, saying UN sanctions apply in 9 of their top 10 operations. The former Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on the black man's neck was sentenced on Friday to 3.5 years in prison. Speaking at a video hearing, Minnesota Assistant Attorney General Matthew Frank says the conviction sends a message.
We also hope that the resolution of this case reaffirms that peace officers cannot treat citizens who are in crisis as non-people, second-class citizens.
With credit for time served and different parole guidelines in the state and federal systems, J. Alexander Kung will likely serve a total of about 2.5 years behind bars. Grant Wall, one of the most well-known soccer writers in the United States, died early Saturday while covering the World Cup match between Argentina and the Netherlands. American reporters who were there who knew Wall said that he was 49 years old. Wall tweeted on Wednesday that he had just celebrated his birthday that day. Wall was covering his 8th World Cup tournament. He wrote on Monday on his website that he had visited a medical clinic while in Qatar. For additional stories, be sure to follow us on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.